Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Happy Thursday from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama is heading to Canada. This is his first international trip as head of state. Mr. Obama will talk about trade and energy issues. The war in Afghanistan is also expected to come up. Canada has about 2,800 troops in Afghanistan, but Parliament has voted to pull them out by 2011. This is going to be the first meeting between the president and Canada's prime minister. President Obama has laid out his foreclosure plan that could help 9 million homeowners, and it boils down to two basic solutions. First of all, it'll help more homeowners refinance and take advantage of new low interest rates. Second, incentives to lenders to modify loans and help at-risk borrowers. Critics want to know how it's going to help the 90% of mortgage holders who are not in default. And the latest jobless claims numbers remain unchanged from the week before. 627,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week. This comes just a day after the Fed said unemployment could hit 8.8% this year. Well, they finally have it done. California state lawmakers approved a massive budget aimed at closing a multi-billion dollar deficit. Lawmakers had been working all night long on that budget, which includes a package of tax increases, spending cuts, and borrowing to close the deficit. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was preparing to shut down hundreds of state projects if that deal couldn't be reached by today. The Southeast is cleaning up from a night of severe weather, and it's left at least one person dead. A number of funnel clouds were spotted last night, and the National Weather Service reports several tornadoes touched down. One was tracked across South Georgia and into the Florida panhandle. Just east of Atlanta, huge hail and wind gusts caused the most damage. One county reported 100 homes damaged in those storms. And that's a quick look at what's happening right now in the news. Please stick with us here for more of these updates throughout the day.